Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Thursday to you. How was your church service last night? My, oh, my. Marvelous, marvelous service here. Still enjoying the wonderful Lord's Day that God gave us on Turkey Dinner Sunday. But what a great spirit last night, and a wonderful to be with the church family on Wednesday night, enjoying singing the songs of God together. And then, of course, spending time in the Word and in prayer. What a great time we had together. Hope it was that way where you were, that you were in your place, and you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. And most importantly, that God spoke to your heart, gave you what you needed on this middle-of-the-week service that we have on Wednesday night. Some of you I know meet on Thursday night. I hope you'll be in your place and that God will give you a good service as well. And looking forward to Sunday services, kind of our Thanksgiving service, and we look forward to enjoying that together on the Lord's Day. Then next week, our midweek service, Wednesday service, is going to be moved to Tuesday evening. Sometimes folks travel out of town with relatives and family for Thanksgiving, and we don't like them to miss church on Wednesday night, and so we move that up to Tuesday, and we make it our praise service and our thankful service for our workers. We honor them and give honor to whom honor is due. So we look forward to a great time together on Sunday and then again next Tuesday. Now, if your Bible's close by, Ephesians chapter 6, I want to speak to you today about these two words, finally, brethren. Finally, brethren. Paul would write different things to the churches, and he would use that phrase, finally, brethren. And I think he's saying, listen, there's one more thing. Don't forget this. I know when the preacher says, now, finally, and so the little boy asks his mom, what does that mean? And she said, absolutely nothing, son, absolutely nothing. Yeah, well, that sometimes is the case. But here he's saying, listen, I want you to remember this. Notice Ephesians 6 and verse 10. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord. In other words, finally, brethren, remember where your strength comes from. Are the source of our strength is God. It's not, listen, I don't like it when people say, oh, my mom, she was the rock. No, Jesus is the only rock. No, your mother, your father, your teacher, your leader, that's not the source of your strength. The Lord is the source of our strength. It's his mighty power that we rely on. And so we know that, be strong, Joshua, and have a good courage. Why? Because I am with you. The Lord is the strength of my life. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. Now, God's going to put us in situations where your strength will fail. And so you have to learn on him. And so be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Then notice in Philippians chapter 3, Ephesians, Philippians, and then Colossians. Philippians 3, Paul uses this expression again. In verse 1, notice, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. The Lord's not only the source of our strength. Hey, he's the source of our joy. If you trusted in Jesus Christ for salvation, you have something to be joyful about. Rejoice in the Lord, he would say in chapter 4, always. And again, I say rejoice. Don't live your life in a deadpan seriousness. Enjoy the joy of the Lord. At a conference in a Presbyterian church in Omaha, people were given helium-filled balloons and told to release them at some point in the service when they felt like expressing the joy that's in their heart. Now, this particular crowd wasn't too free to say hallelujah and praise the Lord. And though all through the service, some balloons ascended, but when it was over, one-third of the balloons were unreleased. Listen, let your balloon go. Rejoice in the Lord. Don't keep waiting for something tomorrow to make you happy. Don't wait for something down the road that'll make you rejoice. Someone said, life is what happens while you're waiting for something else to happen. Don't wait for something else to be joyful. You have the Lord today. This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, my friend, rejoice in the Lord. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord. Finally, brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Philippians 4 and verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Think on the positive. Get your perspective right. That goes a long way towards the joy part. When Goliath came against the Israelites, the soldiers all thought, man, he's too big. We can't kill him. But David looked at that same giant and said, he's so big, I can't miss him. A shoe manufacturer decided to open the Congo market, sent two salesmen to the undeveloped territory. One salesman called back, prospects here, zero. No one wears shoes. But the other salesman replied back enthusiastically, market potential terrific. Everyone here needs shoes. Oh, how are you looking at things? What are you thinking on? A lot of times we don't rejoice and we're not realizing where our strength comes from. You know why? Because we have stinking thinking. And so we have to make sure we're thinking on the right things. During World War II, General Creighton Abrams found himself and his troops surrounded on all sides. He told his officers, for the first time in the history of this campaign, we are now in a position to attack the enemy in every direction. Well, what are you going to dwell on? Let's not dwell on the disappointing. Let's not dwell on the confusing. Let's dwell on what's good, what God has done, what God is doing. Let's think on these things. Finally, brethren, go to 2 Thessalonians. After Colossians, it's 1 Thessalonians, then 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 1. Finally, brethren, pray for us. Pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you. Pray for us. Paul didn't know exactly where the Lord would be sending him, but he was asking people to pray that God would prepare the way. We send our ground troops into battle, and we use artillery to prepare the battlefield. We may not know the grid coordinates to send our spiritual heavy artillery of prayer, but God does. Pray. Pray that you might have opportunity to witness. Pray you might have opportunity to have a good ministry, to help others, to share Christ with somebody else, to see Jesus lifted up. Never underestimate the power and the importance of prayer. In Ephesians 6, after we put on the whole armor of God, it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication. Oh, you always pray. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. So let's pray. Pray for us. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord. Finally, brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Finally, brethren, pray for us. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. 2 Corinthians and chapter 13, verse 11. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints salute you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. Finally, brethren, God bless you. Finally, brethren, goodbye. Aim, he says, aim here. Be perfect. Aim for perfection. That's maturity. Mature in your Christian life. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. And then he closes by saying the Trinity, the love of Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And all that, you know what all that comes down to? Blessing. Blessing. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with you. God's grace through Jesus Christ. That's what I ought to pray for you. I hope you pray for me. Grace means good things that we don't deserve. And chief among all those blessings would be the gift of eternal life, which is by grace through faith. And so let's share the good news. The good news always begins with bad news, and that is there's nothing you can do to save yourself. And because it's a gift, we can't pay for it. In our sinful condition, we could never make our lives acceptable to a holy God. Impossible. And we owed a sin debt. We owed a penalty for that sin. And that would be death and hell, tormented and suffering forever, separated from God. But God doesn't desire to punish us. Justice demands that we pay the price. But God took care of that problem by sending his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross and pay with his life for our sins. He was nailed to the cross for you and for me. He took our sins upon himself. and he died in our place. He was our substitute. And because he paid the price, he offers eternal life as a gift to those who trust what he paid for. That means you have to give up. You have to turn away from believing you're good enough to go to heaven and humbly accept this gift. It's not through baptism. It's not through living a good life. It's not through keeping commandments. It's not through trying to do better. It's through accepting God's gift of eternal life, which is through Jesus Christ our Lord. Christmas is coming. You'll accept a gift. You know, you accept a gift because somebody loved you. And there, at their expense, they bought a gift for you. You're just going to accept it and say thank you. Well, God's gift to us is eternal life. You can't earn it. You just have to accept it and say thank you. And realize that the price was paid by Jesus Christ when he died on the cross. That's why he shed his blood. That's why the penalty for sin was cared for. So now you and I can have eternal life. And he gives us a new start. He changes us from the inside out. A new heart, a new life, a new desire to live our lives to please him. Not to pay him back, but just out of gratitude for what he's done. Have you received Christ as your Savior? Have you accepted his gift of eternal life? Finally, I'd like to bless you by telling you how you can have eternal life by faith in Jesus Christ. I hope you'll trust him today. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, trust him as your Savior today. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord. Finally, brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Finally, brethren, think on the positive. Finally, brethren, pray for us. Finally, brethren, God bless you. And I hope you will today. That's my prayer. That number one, you know the Lord is your Savior. And number two, you'll enjoy his blessings today. Let's be strong in the Lord. Let's rejoice in the Lord. Let's think on the right things. Let's make sure we're praying one for another. And we'll enjoy the blessings of God today. Well, I remind you, it's Thursday, and that's our Bridge to Recovery tonight. We meet at 6:30 on Thursday nights. Come on out and join us. A special night tonight. It's call it a friends and a family night. Have some special things going on. I think there's pizza and food and other things. And so come on out and join us tonight at 6:30 for Bridge to Recovery. It's a faith-based addictions program, but it's a great discipleship program as well. If you just want to get a better, a closer relationship with the Lord, come out and join us on Thursday evening, 6:30, for Bridge to Recovery. That's tonight. And I'll be here and look forward to seeing many of you. And our church members will be here. And it'll be a great night for Bridge to Recovery this evening. So hope you can join us. And then, of course, we'll look forward to the Lord's Day on Sunday. I'll say more about that when we come together for our broadcast tomorrow. And want to remind you, too, that you can get these broadcasts on iHeartRadio Podcast and also on Apple Podcast. And you can go to our YouTube page, Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, and he posts them on the YouTube page as well. You can get our services there also, and our Facebook page, Bible Baptist Church of Grove City. All right? Well, listen, I look forward to having you back on the broadcast tomorrow, and we'll talk about the preeminent one when we get together tomorrow. And until then, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.